WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Workers at the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago have filed with the National Labor Relations Board to form a union. The majority of about 180 public-facing employees at the Shedd have signed in support of joining the government workers union, AFSCME. My colleague Esther Yoon-Ji Kang reports they're seeking better working conditions, higher wages, and more communication from management. Here's Dariana Rockholt, a greeter at Shedd.
Shedd Aquarium is a huge organization that has people from all over the world come visit it, and it wouldn't be anything without the workers.
In the past 2 years, workers have formed unions at several other museums in Chicago, including the Art Institute and the Field Museum. One real estate advisor says now that interest rates will be coming down, he expects the market for homes in Chicago will be through the roof. My colleague Michael Puente reports when the feds this month announced interest rates would be cut by 0.5%, Chicago real estate broker Roberto Montano's cell phone blew up.
Immediately that day, people were calling me asking Beto, how do we take advantage of this?
Montano says people who want to sell a home will also benefit by adding more inventory, and that helps keep prices low. Prior to the interest rate cut, Montano says many people thought home ownership was out of reach.
They're excited. They're excited about the opportunity because they didn't think that home ownership was a possibility. And now it is.
Montano says one of Chicago's hot real estate markets is the South Shore area. That area will soon be home to the Obama Presidential Center. The Chicago Bears yesterday improved to 2-2 on the season after beating the L.A. Rams 24-18. Quarterback Caleb Williams led four scoring drives. The number one overall draft pick threw for 157 yards, no interceptions. Coach Matt Eberflus noted the rookie's improvement.
I do think that for him, the operation, the ball, honoring the football and taking care of the football is the number one job of the quarterback, and he did an excellent job of that today.
The Bears host the Carolina Panthers Sunday at noon. An Oasis is coming to Chicago. The recently reunited Britpop band posted on Facebook today saying, "You have one last chance to prove that you loved us all along." They'll play Soldier Field August 28th of next year. Fans can register for the pre-sale private ballot now. Pre-sale tickets will go on sale Thursday. General sales will start on Friday. Weather, sunny skies and a high near 80, a little cooler at the lake. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 60s, and sunshine and windy on Tuesday with a high near 70. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.